Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the self-esteem party. Yeah. Everyone, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. I'm your host, Alana Johnston, and with me taking a sippity sip of coffee is producer slash husband slash roommate, Norm Sousa. Norm, feeling satisfied?
Yes, I just had a big old sip of coffee and I'm feeling good.
Okay, and in terms of your self-esteem, Norm, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about yourself these days?
You know what, I'm doing pretty good.
Heyo!
Well, did you talk about your haircut yet?
Norm, that was going to be a huge reveal for the listeners.
Oh, okay, because that's really got my self-esteem popping off.
Okay, everybody, secrets out. I got a dramatic haircut. We're talking to my chin. I have volume, I'm back, and some say I never left. Norm, direct quote from you, it's just me.
Yeah, it's a cool haircut, and we all feel pretty good about it. I got a pretty good haircut, too.
I think you have a great haircut. I think the house is on point hair-wise.
Yeah, the dog went to the groomer's. Hair is also looking great.
Everybody's looking good.
Things are fine. Yeah, things are good.
Things are fine. Things are good.
Yeah, there was a couple of like really, really rough days. A couple for no reason.
You had an existential crisis, yeah. And then you got over it.
I really did, quickly.
I'm proud of you. Huge turnaround.
There was just a morning where I'm like, it's not this hard. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't got to make this big a deal. It either works out or it does not work out.
Because what happened was that the existential crisis began the night before, around 5 o'clock early evening. And then went into the night, and then the next morning, I think you got some perspective on it, and you were able to sort out what's what.
Yeah, there was just a couple of moments where I was like, the morning started with like a fire that needed to be put out.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute.
And you weren't feeling good. And that's sometimes that's enough. Sometimes that's enough to make you, maybe it has to do with your self-esteem, maybe it doesn't, but it's like, sometimes that's enough to just set you off when you're like, you know what, I physically cannot handle any of this today.
Yeah.
It'll get you.
It will. And sometimes you just need a haircut, you know what I mean? Like shave the old back.
You guys got to see me thriving,
yeah.
Shaving my back, feeling good.
The holidays are coming up. We're not really going anywhere.
But boy, are we doing all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Sitting, movies, food.
Right. That's about it.
Your cousins.
That's right, on Christmas Day.
That's right, we're going to your cousins, see what they're saying.
Yeah, there's football games too, that'll be...
There's a lot going on, I'm booked!
Yeah, we're doing stuff.
Norm, I know we're going to do a few more episodes before the new year.
Oh, you're not taking a break?
We're not taking a break.
Okay.
Because people are home and need something to listen to, and guess what? It's me.
Thank you for your service.
You are so welcome. So, Norm, what is something you're looking forward to that... you might want to do over the holiday? Because you don't really have much of a break either.
No.
So why should I get a break?
Okay.
I live for my husband. He's all I have.
So loud in the microphone.
Whoops, forgot to move back.
Listeners just like, wow. I'm looking forward to just like laying around and having nothing on my mind.
I'm looking forward to puff pastries.
Oh, puff pastries as well.
And I'm going to get an array of olives.
You know... an array. Also, our guest this week, your guest, also mentioned that they don't skip the intro.
No.
Which is nice to hear.
It was really nice of her to say that.
Because people can just...
She listens,
people
yeah.
People just skip the intro if they want, and they choose not to.
Wow. Thank you.
For gems like this.
For gems like this. Should we get to it since you brought
everyone,
up our guest?
We all got haircuts. Thanks for not skipping this. What hot fucking news.
Norm, this is important. For some people, my haircut was a hot news.
It was for me. That's why I brought it up.
Oh, what a man you are. Thank you. Bless.
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Okay.
This was a great... I'm actually... Let's call for what it is. This is a great interview that's leading to a potential in-person hangout.
Prove it.
Well, you prove it. You're the one I have to see if you're working or not. But I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
And I might have to give a follow-up about that.
Okay.
In one of our exciting intros.
What? If that we hung out?
If the in-person hang happens. Because right now it's a threat that I plan to make good on.
Okay. Well, this is just right for the Patreon.
Okay. Here we go. Everybody, please help me welcome my guest, Sophie Delaney, right after this break. It's a self-esteem party.
It's a self-esteem party.
Sophie, welcome to the self-esteem party podcast. I was being so casual for about half an hour, and then I was like, okay, time to start the podcast. Let me sink into this.
A smooth transition.
It was so smooth. And I even was being so casual, being like, okay, you ready? And you're like, yeah. And then immediately, sorry for that.
Never apologize.
Sorry for my professionalism.
I think it felt like what this would be.
Oh my God.
You know, you're a pro.
Wow. Thanks for expecting the best out of me.
I do.
I appreciate it. I do. Okay. So we like to start this podcast off with a self-esteem party check-in. So on a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of self-esteem, self-love, how you're viewing yourself, how would you say you feel if you can slap a number on it?
Is it just like based on like today or just like...
So here's the thing. Okay. It can be because I know especially in LA, I'll say in a wild industry, it's fluctuating. Mm-hmm. I understand that. So often I'll like to say, what would it be today? But then what was it last week or what's it been the last little while? Because did I catch you on a good day in particular? I don't know.
Okay. I feel like the general like... inclination is to like downplay how, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, like, even if you're feeling good,
but you gotta love when somebody comes in sky high. You gotta appreciate it.
I'm feeling well. It's, I'll say 7.
Okay.
Does that,
that's
like,
a great number.
That's good. Yeah.
Well, I look at 5 as neutral.
Yeah.
Nothing good, nothing bad. And then anything above that, I'm like, maybe I've got some things I'm looking forward to. I'm out of the house. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I've got things coming up.
Yeah.
I just got a bunch done. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
I feel loved.
But it's also like, so I was just, I just got back in from out of town yesterday.
That's right, yes.
So I was in Chicago, so it was like a very productive and good trip.
Oh, good.
But then at the same time, like, I ate, like, fucking garbage.
And it literally so, affects your soul. Yeah. I know what you're talking, like, especially as I get older. It's like, if I have a really bad day of eating, not even like, oh, a cheat day. I mean a day where I'm just unhinged and I'm, like, saying yes to everything. I will suffer for weeks to come.
I was out of control. Like, my, like...
But it's Chicago. It's the only way to be.
I know. That's what I... But that's...
you didn't have a choice.
I don't eat well in particular, but, like, even my partner Jess was with me, and they were, like... Even, like, eating bad in L.A. is, like, nothing compared to eating bad in Chicago.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, eating, I would say the healthiest thing you could have in Chicago would be the unhealthiest thing you could have in L.A.
Absolutely.
It's what I just came from there, I want to say, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And living like royalty.
Yeah.
I mean, truly. You know what I mean? But yeah. You're like, I can't sustain this. And for people who... live there and are rocking a good look. Good on you. How are you guys getting
Please,
this done?
By all means. But yesterday was our last day there, and like we were like just hanging out with my parents at their house.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, let's get salads at this place. And while we were ordering, I ordered a pizza from this place down the street that I wanted to try.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, we'll have pizza and salad, which was like, everyone was like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
But then we got to the airport, and at the airport, I had a hot dog at the airport, which was like really like...
I've had an airport hot dog. Listen, you get off the plane, the whole place reeks of hot dog. You're telling me you're not going to succumb and buy one? Come on!
But it was like a Chicago-style hot dog, so I was like...
Loaded.
It was before I went. I don't do a loaded.
You don't?
No. Ketchup, mustard, onion, which is like sounds disgusting, but...
Wait, I thought Chicago had relish too.
They do. I don't do that.
Okay. And I also, you're like, I don't fuck with this shit.
No, and I also, I don't like it when people say you can't have ketchup on a hot dog. I think that's stupid.
That's ridiculous.
I think it's stupid. It's a big thing in Chicago. Everyone's like, no ketchup. And
okay.
I'm like, shut up.
You want to deprive yourself of a perfectly good condiment.
Yeah, it's the best.
I've always had ketchup on my hot dogs.
Go to Chicago, you'll get like bad, like dirty looks ordering ketchup on a hot dog.
Here's the thing. I did have ketchup on my last hot dog in Chicago, and I was too busy, enjoying the hot dog to take in the surroundings. Maybe because I was having a delicious hot dog.
Yeah. It's that stupid Midwestern thing, but again.
Again,
I don't
bless.
I don't subscribe to it.
Bless. Keep it up, guys. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your fight for the hot dogs, please. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to stand up for what they believe in. Okay, but you got back from Chicago, but you went to town while there, so you came back, say, not your best self.
But, like...
In terms of physically.
Physically, no. No.
Okay.
Terrible. Terrible
Okay,
self.
But what about emotionally?
Great. Like, great. It was like a very good, like, emotional and good. Like kind of like bonding trip and like connect. Oh, yeah. Like, I haven't seen my family a lot since pandemic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was all good. So all that stuff was good.
That's usually, you usually don't get that report when seeing family. It usually doesn't. It's usually not like, you know what? That was the best part. Usually you're like,
yeah.
Well, I love them, but they're a lot. You know what I mean?
And like, it's not to say that they're not, but you know, it's just like that thing where like, especially the pandemic, we just like, it was my second time back since the pandemic started.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And like.
Probably didn't go the first year.
Didn't go the first year.
Okay, that's what most people.
Transitioned during the pandemic.
Yeah, there you go.
So that really added on a lot of stress in that. And then so like last trip was just like wasn't bad, but it was just like very like anxiety inducing and it was like a lot to handle. And then this one was everyone was a little more chilled out.
Oh,
like,
good.
Yeah.
Gotta give it. It's like it's like the pilot of a TV show. Mm-hmm. You gotta get to the second episode.
Yeah.
So we gotta get to the second trip. Let's just get through the pilot, be like, I see what you're trying to do here. You know, let's let some of the characters develop here. Let's see a bit of plot unfold.
Pushing a little too hard.
Maybe it's a bit much. We're going to take that all into account. Yeah. We're going to review and we're going to come back with a little more of what you're looking for.
You calm down now?
We've calmed down a little.
Can we sink into things and not be like, your brother, right?
Here's the thing. I am dying to get the full story. Of course I want the full story. But let me just start by saying to label it as a calm down, I think is the best way to do it. Because you know what? I will say I have not had the same journey as you over the pandemic.
Sure.
But I definitely have had situations where people needed to calm down. Yeah. Definitely some calm downs.
Yeah.
About different subjects.
And you know, the biggest thing you can't, I don't know what you're talking about, but I know again the range of what you're talking about.
Yeah, the range, that's it.
But it's just like, it is that thing where if you like come at somebody with defensive energy, it's going to start with an argument, as opposed to if you're like, whatever, they'll usually calm down and then be like, hey, sorry about that.
Thing. If once everybody can calm down, then we're listening, then we're communicating, and guess what that leads to? Fun. Next thing you know, you're having fun, and you're like, I never thought we'd be able to do this again.
Yeah.
We just need to take
a beat. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to force anything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, I would love to hear, like, what the difference is of this trip, which was the better trip, versus the first trip back. Like, what was the biggest struggle and how did that change now to this new trip? Or more recent trip, I should say.
No, for sure. So the last trip was like a year ago in September. So 2021.
Okay.
Yeah. So like a year before that, I had like told my parents, like came out to my parents, my brother, my sister, and gave them like what I thought was like an appropriate, like, or like, I'm going to tell everybody and kind of give you some time to kind of heal and or whatever process, whatever you want to say. So it was, you know, like a little like even with the year, everyone was still kind of like coming to grips with it and kind of adjusting at their own time, some quicker, some slower. And my best friend was getting married that September.
Okay.
So I had not like come out like online or like, it was like a thing where I was kind of like doing shows, like wearing what I wanted to wear and, you know, coming out to friends, like as I would see them and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I hadn't like posted online, but like slowly it was like, you'd start to get texts from people and be like, like words out, like amongst like the comedy community and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because if you're at shows and stuff like that. Yep. Yep.
So like that kind of thing. But in my friend's wedding, I was the, matron of honor, I was the best woman, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, that was like, I'm in a very avoidant person. So like, I was like, okay, I have to kind of just do this whole Instagram, Facebook blast thing. I don't think I even said it on Facebook, but whatever.
We talked on DM. Remember when I wrote you about the show?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, and you were like, oh, here's the deal. And I was like, okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me.
But like, because I think
appreciate it.
We were doing a show at our house and
yes.
Pat was doing the show. And then he was like, Norm was, he's like, Norm's coming with, and like,
yes.
So like, I sent Norm a message, just like, hey, heads up. So it's
okay. So and trying then, to like, before you would see somebody. Of, yeah. Okay.
I really took a long way of doing it.
I mean, you know, you do it when you do it. Yeah, yeah. That's what I was, yeah.
But since like the wedding was approaching, like I started to be like, this is going to be a drag on the wedding.
Right.
I just like kind of like, 3 weeks before that, like posted online, like kind of, and like was a little like, hey, heads up everybody, I'm posting something. And that was kind of a little hectic. And then.
Well, yeah. Cause then it's everybody.
Yeah. And so like, I think that some people weren't, and again, since it was the pandemic, it wasn't like a thing where people just like hadn't really like seen me or like didn't like hadn't seen pictures of like me presenting like in a certain way. Yeah, and hadn't
seen anybody.
Anybody, exactly. So it was like a thing where I was like, I was like, does anybody want to see a picture ahead of time? And like no one really like, I don't know if they ignored it or what, but like, so I think it was a lot of information at once.
Yeah. I was going to say they probably didn't care in a positive way where they're like, yeah, I'm sure you look whatever. And most people don't care about anyone but themselves.
It was a mixed bag.
Yeah. Maybe it was a mixed bag, but I would say
whatever. Some people, it was a bit shocking. So
Right. Coming
into that environment, and then like we had to like turn around and go to a wedding, and then there was a bunch of wedding, you know, it was kind of like a lot of information quickly. So again, like it wasn't like people were arguing or shouting at each other. I think it was just like a lot of information to process.
Yeah.
And then since then, it's been a year, you know, like we've seen each other more, we've talked more, you know, it's a more open thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone was like, some people are still kind of like coming up to speed with it, but everyone's doing their best, which is like all you can really ask for.
Yeah. Now I wonder, what do you think the timeline would have been if this was not in the pandemic? Like, let's say the pandemic didn't happen.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Let's say it didn't happen. But I mean, like, if it was something where, do you think it was because there was that long period without seeing each other? Or do you think that was actually, like, better for you to be able to have space? Like, would it have made it harder? Like, I wonder what that looks like.
It's a mixed bag. So it's like,
just because the not being able to see by force is so interesting.
Totally. For so like
this big,
I came out to my partner, Jess, like probably like spring of like 2019.
Okay.
And like before, like I had like not told, like it was the first person I ever told, like,
wow.
Yeah, like I wasn't even really like aware of like what it was to, I was just kind of like, I have like gender stuff and kind of like vague about it because I didn't fully understand what it was.
Oh my God, of course.
And like to, you know, their credit, they were like totally like didn't care at all. Like day one, they were like, hey, do you want to try it? Like, let's try on clothes. Like, let's like do whatever. And like, we're so supportive and cool.
Oh my
like
God, from I the jump, fashion show.
It was like,
I'm so happy.
I know.
And not a fashion like, show. Did, oh, I love it.
And like prior to that, like it, like I think it came out because like I was not being the best version of myself, and like everything was really coming to a head, and I was like kind and like I was acting like pretty recklessly, and I was just like not being a good person at that time.
Yeah.
And like,
oh, good for you for being able to like push through and make some realizations.
Sure. And like,
it's
again,
easy to stay in a spiral.
It's, I give a lot of credit to Jess for that as well, for just amazing. Kind of like being there to be like, what's up? You know, kind of like, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
And so it just kind of came out, and then there was about a year where it was just like, I don't know what this is, but like, and Jess was like, totally, like, let's just like figure out what it is. You don't need a label. Just like, let me know so that I'm not, you know, let's just like focus on being like honest and open with each other and being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So like for like a year, we were like, Jess was great. And like, we would like go far enough out of town so like I could feel comfortable like walking around, like present, like we'd spend a lot of time in Pasadena.
Wow.
Because like they had like an arc light there.
Oh, and I love Pasadena. It's great. It has everything.
It really does.
And it's beautiful.
And like,
it's so clean. Oh my
and like
God.
No one goes there. And like, again, you just get like crazy looks from
well,
like,
they're going to after this podcast. They're going to be like, everything's going on in Pasadena.
Well, the arc light closed. So.
then in that case, yeah, it
really went to hell.
That arc light was amazing and not as busy. That's what's
no,
like,
it was very underrated.
Yeah.
I agree. But so, like, we kind of just did, like, we'd take trips, like, we'd go to, like, Portland and stuff like that, where, like, you know, I could like kind of like see what it would be like to like fully like express myself and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I think like we were like kind of getting to the point where like I had like done enough therapy. I like kind of processed it enough to be like, okay, like I think I know what this is. I think I am trans. I think, you know, like she, her pronouns, this feels good. You know, like I want to start kind of doing all the stuff, but like, I want to tell my family in person because we're very mm-hmm. close. So I was kind of navigating a way to fly home, like literally right before the pandemic hit.
Oh my God.
And like tell everyone.
Yeah.
And then it hit. And then my sister was pregnant with her kid and my brother and his wife were pregnant with their first kid. So like, again, avoid in person. I was like, I don't want to get in the way of like, I want to like them to like have kids. And like, I didn't want to like start a huge thing. So they both had their first kid, like March and August, respectively.
Okay.
And so then after that, so like I told my brother, and then like it was this thing where I was like, I still want to come home, but like it just needs to come out at this point.
Yeah.
And I do think, and like at the time I was like, oh, I should like tell them in person, but I think in retrospect, it actually was beneficial to do it however I did it. Some people I did with a phone call, some people I did with an email.
So maybe in terms of timing, it panned out the exact way. Yeah, it sounds like
it did. I think
it did.
And
giving that space and sometimes for you, for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somebody when there's a big conversation to be had or big topics being broached, or like whatever the case may be, I definitely need a second to process stuff myself.
No, right.
Whether I'm hearing it or saying it, like both ends, I'm like, no. And then if I am the one to say it, I need time after that to process how I think it went.
No,
like,
for sure.
I need space. So maybe that like works to your benefit in this, or I have no, because I don't know your family, so I'm not sure what they're, because you said you're avoidant. I don't know if they are as well, or
it's
like, I don't know.
Bullshit thing of like Irish Catholic work. We don't talk about stuff, and it's like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, no. that makes
sense.
Yeah.
So it's like that Midwestern sensibility where I think I've gotten better talking to people about stuff because of it. And like, I've got, it's like been a thing to like get a little bit closer to people because of it. But it was, I'd say, I don't know. It was hard to like talk about stuff. Just because, you know, that's just the way people are.
Yeah. Oh my God, of course. Mm-hmm. And you're, it's also like, I was trying to explain to my mom about different pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, so confused, had no idea what was going on. And I was like, no, mom. And she was like, okay, Alana. And I was like, I'm not even saying this about me. Like,
right.
I was like, I'm just, because she like saw something, like didn't understand. And I was trying to explain what it meant to her. Or, you know what I mean? So I can't imagine it being my own information that I'm trying to share or something I'm trying to convey with somebody that's
for sure.
Never had that presented to them before or something like that.
Yeah, and like I look at it too because like I think like from when I was like in like high school or something, I knew something was off, but like I didn't even really understand that there was like maybe there was the word transgender, but if there was, I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah,
you know, it was all
course.
That like terrible representation of
trans
people.
Oh my God, the word, of course, anything on Tv, movies, like, you know, how many things have really like, that doesn't hold up
like
because you're
Ace
like...
Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
The whole end of
oh
Ace Ventura
God.
Is a big trans joke. And that was like the most popular movie when I was a kid.
Oh
like,
my God,
like,
of course.
It's the funniest movie.
I feel like there's so many, I grew up in a small town, north of Toronto, and I feel like there's so many things I was not exposed to or for real did not know about.
No.
Like, I just didn't know. Like, you would see something on TV or movie and be like, yes, this is the way.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's like, I can't imagine how, I mean, I know from my self-discoveries, things took way longer than maybe they would have had I grown up just in a different area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I often wonder that. I'm like, oh, maybe I would have learned about, say, stuff about sex.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just even what's what. I'm like, maybe I would have learned if, like, anybody talked to me or if I was exposed to any other kind of friends or influences.
No, and, like, it's so different living in California because, like, again, now it's, like, the most, like, it's like, who cares? You know,
oh my
no
God,
one
I
cares.
Know. The vibe
no
is
one cares.
So different.
It's almost, like, kind of lame if it's, like, yeah, you're whatever, you're queer, who cares? Where it's, like, you know, it's, like...
I came on this podcast to tell you who cares.
Yeah.
Calm they down. Just, so you know, I brought you here to tell you, and you came here to say, who cares?
We've all been talking.
I might not release the episode. Okay, that's how bored I am.
This thing is not recording.
This is not recording, and it hasn't been the whole time.
Well, thank you for having me over. This home is beautiful.
It was so nice. Thanks for the free water. I appreciate it.
No, that's, you're being charged.
But I know what you mean about the California. It's, very, it's very different here. I got it. And I'm riding the wave. I'm all about it. I'm all about, like, everybody go nuts.
Yeah, right?
Everybody have a blast and let's all hang out.
Well, and it's like, it's not, again, like, even in Chicago, like, it's just funny where it's like there is, like, Andersonville or Boys Town. And again, it's way different now. You see, like, way more, like, representation and flags and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it was there, but it was, like, by its own definition, like, this street, this block.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, same within, in Toronto, like, or intersections, or you'd be like, oh, over by here, and you're like, yeah, there's a couple of blocks, and you're right. And I mean, you know, it was like Toronto has a lot of different neighborhoods, and like we have three little Portugals. I mean, we got all kinds of neighborhoods and multiple. We're like, you know what? You know what? You want a neighborhood, you got it. You can call whatever you want, you take whatever you want, go nuts. We'll give you a neighborhood. We really don't care. No, but we have a lot of different, like, kinds of neighborhoods. But I definitely agree, like, let's see everything everywhere.
Right.
Because then you can just go anywhere and get everything.
No, absolutely.
It becomes Pasadena.
Listen,
you can go and get everything you need.
If there's anything I'm trying to achieve in this podcast, is just make everything Pasadena.
Because they care.
They do.
We are Who Cares? Pasadena cares.
They care a lot. They care a lot.
Here's what I want to know. What was the Portland vibe when you went there? I want to know what you thought of Portland. Because I came away with a very different feeling about it than what I thought I was going to have.
You know, it's really funny when, like, before I came out, Jess and I went to, like, we took this trip, like, all the way up to the one.
Okay.
So from,
that's
like,
the PCH?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So we drove all the way up there to Portland. It was, like, such a pretty drive. We had such a good time. It was, like, kind of like Christmas season, so we were like,
oh, nice and cool.
This is so great. And it was almost going to be like, cool, when, like, when we're ready to get out of LA, we'll just go up to Portland, like, done.
Yeah.
And then when I went back, like, you know, dressing as I was dressing, and again, I was like, because I didn't get to, like, present how I wanted to all the time, I was like going a little hard in the paint, you know, like,
okay,
I was kind of like, I would, again, it's that thing where it's like people are like, you're getting a lot of attention, but it's like, you know, yes, it's probably because you're trans, but like, there's also like, you're, you know, it's the middle of the day and you're like, you know.
Oh, don't I know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You please, as if you don't know who you're talking to. Listen, you think I'm not out here making a huge to-do at 2 p.m.? Come on now. It's me. I'm either in a full sweatsuit or I am to the nines.
All or nothing.
It is all or nothing with me.
But there was, like, because, like, we went to, like, the more liberal part of town, that, or which I thought, and, like, I was not very comfortable. And then, like, there was another part where we went to a bar, and we were, like, on a patio, and, like, so many people were being so weird that we're, like, I think we gotta go. Or, like, you would walk down the street, and, like, people would be like, that's a dude, you know, and it's, like, and, like, we're, like, oh, this sucks. Like,
okay, I am so, no, wait, this is gonna come out wrong. What I want to say is I am so happy to hear this, but not the experience that you, like, not the negative of it,
right,
but I'm happy to hear this because I relate,
mm-hmm,
because I thought it was going to be cool, chill vibe, and I was like, this is a bro town, and I am witnessing all the things I don't like about it.
No, for
and I
sure
was like, oh, I was very, I thought it was going to be something completely different.
Yeah.
And it was not that.
And again, like, to the credit of Portland, like, we did not really, like, necessarily, like, scope out, like, what are the more queer-friendly neighborhoods and stuff like that. So, like, I'm sure that there are places where we would have been, had a better time.
Right.
And there were certain places where we walked in where people were, like, way too into it.
You know, oh, like, that kind of thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
way too into it.
Yeah, like, okay, like, I'm just trying to get a coffee.
Oh, my God, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking. I've witnessed it.
Yeah?
I've probably done it myself a time or two. What
listen
can I say? No.
And it's always better.
I work at a coffee shop, and I'm like, hell, wow. I would never. Actually, that's not true, but I would do that for everybody because I'm quite simply loud.
And, like, again, that's, like, I think that people would get that in the second, be like, oh, they're like that with that person too,
right? Yeah.
So yeah, it was a mixed bag, I'll say.
Yeah,
not the worst place we went to, not the best place we went to, but
it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Same.
That's all. If you live there, it's of no offense. It's beautiful. Yeah. I understand the appeal, but it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And I wanted to go there for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like what I did with LA. After seeing 90210, I just built it up. Like, I live in a fantasy. So I built it up in my head and I was like, I'm going to surf every day of my life and I'm going to be nice and tan. Look at me go in this car. Yeah. Like, just thinking all these things were going to be true. And in Portland, I was like, this is it. I'm going to chill. I'll probably never go back. I'm going to have such a good time.
And they're going to love me. They're not going to want to let me go.
I'm probably going to be a president of this place in no time.
Yeah. There's like this thing called like Paris syndrome, where I think like it's essentially this, where like people like within Paris, people build that up to be this like perfect kind of utopia.
Oh my God, like romantic. Mm-hmm.
Just like it's going to be like solve all their problems.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people go there, or it's like moonshot things where it's like when they come back, they're like, oh, Paris is beautiful, but it's not like Paris, it's not what you think it's going to be.
Oh yeah.
And so then they come back and they're almost deflated because
it's like Avatar.
It's just like Avatar.
Are you going to see the new one?
Yeah. Are you?
Oh yeah. Remember you guys had that Avatar sketch?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Sure do. Avatar Cafe.
Absolutely loved it. To the point where I remembered it years later.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Well, and of course, with the movie coming out, I wouldn't be surprised if it made a massive comeback.
Listen, we might share the video, which makes no sense.
Oh my God. Outside. You must share the video with no context.
There's no context.
Must share the video. Yeah. You will get a repost out of me.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, we'll do it.
For the one and the one repost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be worth it. I think we have shared it since Avatar 2 was announced and everyone's like, what the fuck is this thing?
Just makes them not go see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if this is a clip from the second one, that's a no thanks out of me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am going to go see it. I'm good. Very excited. But yes.
Are you going to do like 3D? Like
the absolutely glasses? Not. Because it's too much. I know it's going to be too much.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Every time I go see. The only 3D movie I've seen that didn't make me sick was Katy Perry's Part of Me, because it was just confetti. Like, she wasn't doing anything 3D. Yeah. She was just kind of like waddling around. And then it'd be like the concert and the confetti would come and that, and then you could like, with the 3D glasses, kind of put your hand in the confetti. And I was like, now this is 3D.
Right.
Any real movie like, a Jurassic Park type movie or Transformers, right? Mm-hmm. Is like too much for me.
Yeah.
It makes me sick. What about you?
There was that period where there was like a 3D boom where like everything was in 3D.
And you couldn't see it otherwise.
Not
3D. That was annoying.
That was weird. I do remember one time in Chicago, we like went to go see Inglourious Basterds, but it was sold out. So we went to see Final Fantasy like 5 or something in 3D.
Oh yeah, the one where it's like death's always coming for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so like that, we went and saw that in 3D, but we bought tickets for like the later showing of Inglourious Basterds. And then, so, like, we saw that, and we were sitting in Glorious Bastards, and we just had our 3D glasses on for some reason. And so, they only give those to you, if you're seeing a 3D movie. And a ticket taker came up to us, and he was like, all right, let me see your tickets. And, like, thought we were sneaking in, and we showed him the Glorious Bastards.
And he was like, then just give me the glasses.
He didn't know what was going on. He's like, where'd you get these glasses from?
Why are you wearing these?
You know this is not in 3D, right?
Like, I'm sorry, you guys are on acid. Please leave the theater at once with your 3D glasses that you brought from home. I mean, was it the cool paper ones or was it like the plastic ones?
I think they're the plastic ones.
Paper all the way.
Paper all the way.
The plastic ones, it skeezes me out.
Yeah, because they would just reuse them, right?
Guess what? I don't believe in recycling. I think it's a hoax. Please recycle. Please reuse. Oh, great. But is going to be a soundbite.
Yeah,
I don't want to get involved
Portland sucks. Don't recycle.
Portland sucks. Don't recycle. Who cares?
Yeah. Pilots are trash.
Wow. I know. God. Listen, the pilots I've made. Yeah, trash. No. I've made a couple good ones in there, but... You know, what are you doing? You're flattering. You don't know what something is until you know what it is.
Have you filmed it? You filmed a pilot, right?
I've sold some shows in the past, and I got to film a pilot for them. Was lucky enough, grateful I got it to do it. Was inexperienced, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know. The biggest lesson that I didn't learn at the time was stand your ground. Because I felt like I was easily like just trying to yes everything because I'm naturally a yes person. And I was like, even if it went against my gut instinct, and I was like, I should have fought for that.
Yeah.
I should have been like, no, we leave it this way as best as I can. You're going to get bowled over in the end anyways, but you can fight a couple of fights and win.
But like, that's like, you have to be right. Like that has to be the truth. But then I don't know how you do that when you're in that position where you truly have no credibility.
You don't. I only learned it a bit from the first one to the second one. Like the first one, I did not speak up at all.
Yeah.
The second one, I would speak up. It's just, I was so overruled.
Yeah.
It was like, just me and a bunch of men. So it's right. like, I didn't stand a chance. Because they saw it one way and I saw it another way. And I was like, wow, we are really divided here. Considering we all said yes to the same project.
Yeah.
We seem to think it's two entirely different things.
But then there's been stuff where I've been involved with where it was like the contract sucked or something. And we were trying to play hardball. And then they were like, okay, we'll just not do it. And I'm like, well, this sucks.
Here's a lesson I am learning.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly learning. You got to bet on yourself.
Okay.
And sometimes that means the deal falling through. You just got to ask yourself, do I really believe, if a deal's a shit deal and you're like, I will regret taking this because it will devalue, speaking of self-esteem, this whole podcast.
Okay, there we go.
It will devalue the way, like, myself and I'm going to feel less than and that I'm worth less than. You got to be willing to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's other scenarios where you're like, are you just, you bet on yourself, but are we, you know, placing a bet we can't afford to lose? Yeah, that's the other one. You know what I mean? So at the same time, you're kind of like, where's the balance where you're like, well, I need cash in my pocket, but not this little cash.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you navigate that?
I don't know.
Nothing
will let you lose confidence in something quicker than someone saying like, hey, this is bad. You're like, it's weird to stick to your guns in some of those respects.
Now, do you feel like in the past with projects that you've had, you were someone that was like able to stick to their guns, or were you more go with the flow, or how do you feel that you fit into a mix?
I don't.
In Lollywood.
That's one of those things where it's like, I wonder what like other people would say, would answer about, you know, like I have my own perception of it. Where some people are like, were you like a bully in high school or something? Like, I have no idea.
Like, I know, of course. It is an impossible question.
Someone probably fucking hated me in high school, but like, I can be like a little controlling, like, and especially like, because Jess and I write a lot together and like there's parts where I'm like, I can feel myself like when you work and write with your partner, like you can be way more honest with like, as opposed to like a group of friends, you know?
But I don't think Norm and I make the best writing partners. I think we're really good at punching up each other's stuff, but let's just say my drafts are my own.
We had to like kind of put in rules where to be like, hey, when we're writing together, we're not like, we are writing partners.
Yeah, must
like,
be business. Must be business.
Yeah. And like, we also kind of like, sometimes you have to like, curb your notes to be like I'm very sensitive about stuff where it's like, you know, like
about material and everything.
Yeah, like you handle me with kitten gloves, and Jess is great about that. But like, I sometimes I can feel myself being a little more controlling, and sometimes you're like, you know, of course, like I'm like, well, this is probably a good idea, fine, and then you put it up and you're like, this sketch freaking bombed.
But or it's like, also, but at the same time, somebody's got to take the reins.
Yeah.
Like, even a 50-50 split, somebody's got to write the first draft, and then somebody's got to write the second.
How do you feel like you, what's your default?
So glad you asked. I'm a go-getter. I love a deadline. So I'm definitely a planner and an organizer, but I love trying to make somebody else's idea work. That's fun for me. It's a game. If I had it my way, I'd just be queen of the punch up.
Right.
Well, but I would say I'm a take the lead person where I'll be like, okay, great. How about we get this done by Tuesday?
No, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, and you have to like understand where you are. Like if it's like your thing, it's like, no, calling the shots versus like if I'm helping somebody, it's like, you don't
or
like
is it
note,
a true collab? Is it a 50-50 collab? But like my problem is it's like with working with other people, I have a hard time when someone isn't pulling their weight and then I don't want to work with them anymore because I'm like, then what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And I don't think that's me being bossy or aggressive.
No.
I think that's just like, step up.
At a certain point, you have to value your time, and there's nothing worse than getting like 75% done with something.
Yeah.
And then just being like, eh, let's scrap it. There you go. That's another. I just wasted so much
time.
That's
another self-esteem thing, valuing your time.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm letting people say, I surround myself with people in my life that show up 3 hours late. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, Alana, you clearly don't think you deserve someone that comes on time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's hard. It's hard. Again, where do you draw the line?
Are you like, do you feel that you're a confrontational person? Like, would you tell someone like, hey, you got to start showing up on time? Again, 3 hours is ridiculous, but like.
It depends. So for example, socially, it's okay. I don't mind people running late.
Mm-hmm.
If something needs to be done, you know, we have a show or we have somewhere to be or something like that,
yeah.
Some external contributing factor, then yes, be on time.
Are you?
Absolutely. Like, I'm always on time.
You're always, are you early or are you on time?
I'm early.
For a show or a social thing, do you find you're the same amount of time?
I try to get there right on time for absolutely everything, but I leave early, and that's how I get places on time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's LA.
It's LA, baby.
I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. Add 5 to 10. I'll tell you that much. The camera adds 5 to 10 pounds. Add that minutes on your travel. Okay? Stick to the cameras. Yeah. 5 to 10. There you go. Simple rule.
Like, rush hour excluding, everyone being like, it's LA, you can be 5 to 10 minutes late. It's like, you know how far you need to get to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't, and listen, life happens. So why don't you save the late for when you're actually late?
That's
and
true.
Something has truly come up that you're like, I for real am behind an accident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, save it for that. I'm not going to save it because I'd be like, I just had to have my yogurt. Like, have a Go-Gurt. That's why they made them, for on the go.
I have to be honest, though. I say this as a person who is chronically late to things.
Really?
You're
a late one. Okay, what's keeping you so late?
I come from a family of people who did not care about being on time for stuff.
Right, but that made me the opposite. Mm-hmm. My mom was always late, and that drove me so crazy, and I vowed never to be her. And I used to be late all the time when I first moved to LA, and then finally some people slapped some sense into me and they were like, that's disrespectful. And I was like, you're right, I'm bad.
I think I've gotten better. I hope I've gotten better.
You were right on time.
I was bad. Today I was on time.
And you even got a coffee and offered to get me a coffee.
I did, yeah.
And you were right on time.
I did.
So. And parking was difficult.
I found it.
You did, but I tried to flag you down because people were having a hard time finding
parking. Oh, really?
Well, because they're filming on that corner over there.
Let's go hop in.
I walked by being like, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I've got a podcast at 4:30.
Do you still, when you're like, because when you go buy stuff like that in LA, are you still like interested or are you like,
absolutely
I don't care?
Not. Yeah. I go, why aren't you using my house? Pay me fucking 10 grand a day. I'm pissed. I'm offended. You know what I just realized? This dog's going to... I better close the store. This dog's going to come barreling in here to meet you. But I don't see any lights there. You keep an eye out. If you see any lights peering through the window, that means the dog's here. That means the dog is here.
Okay.
You said you like dogs.
I do like dogs.
Do you have a dog?
No.
For the best. Lot of work.
I know. And, okay. Is it... Can I say something that's...
You think all dogs should die?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you didn't need to say it. I said it for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to close this door. You say what you need to say.
Well, there's like a lot. I'm not a dog or I like a dog. But like in LA, I feel like again, like if you can rescue a dog, you should rescue a dog.
Yes.
Right? But I feel like I have so many friends who have rescue dogs and like it takes over their lives.
I mean, we got a rescue dog and a pandemic dog.
Yeah.
And it did take over our lives. It was all I talked about on the podcast. Everyone was like, do you hate your dog and want it dead? And I was like, most days.
Yeah.
And she had to get the surgery. Very expensive. We had to rehabilitate her. We literally moved for this fucking dog.
That's all. But again, like... But does that just make you a better... Like, is that just teaching you how to, like, think outside yourself?
You
or
know
be,
what?
Like, empathetic? Like... Is that something I'm missing?
We needed the entertainment.
Okay.
Quite frankly.
You need a little
because,
chaos.
Well, I love to trash talk.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have the dog to trash talk.
Oh, to kind of...
I will trash talk this dog to anyone that will listen. Look, I brought it up on the podcast. I found a way. I was like, so do you like dogs? Just being like gearing up for you to ask me about mine. And you still haven't.
How is your
hater.
Dog? Okay. But like now, is it like a?
I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
You in could, my own way.
Right, right, right.
It's complicated.
I know. Again, we've talked about getting a dog, and if we got a dog, it would be a rescue dog, of course. But yeah. Again, we, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, I don't think our apartment allows dogs. And
oh yeah, that'll get you.
You know, neither of us have ever had a dog, so like.
See, Norm had a dog. That okay. really helped because I was very and still. Get scared. I'm like, I don't know what to do
right.
about so many things. I get so scared. It's a living creature. It's in your house.
Truly. But we became dog sitters during COVID. And so like we got like a test of it. And I think we did pretty good.
Oh my God. You got to come watch my dog. She
okay,
sucks.
Okay, fine. She's the worst.
She's the worst. You got to come watch her. I'd love to get you in here. You agreed to it way too fast. You didn't even bother. Honestly, Sophie, this is on you. You didn't even fucking bother to get the full description of the job, and you took it.
I said yes.
So there you go. You're in now.
It's committed to a podcast.
I also didn't offer money. That didn't seem to be an issue for you at the time.
I really, listen.
I'll do it and I'll pay you. That's what you yelled at me.
Everything we discussed about valuing your time has been unwound by me being like.
Okay, wait. Oh my God, you brought it back. Bless you.
Thank you.
You said a 7, because you're coming off of a good trip.
Uh-huh.
What has the last little bit been? What's the last, like, say, gearing up towards the holidays? Is there, like, I know a lot of people have been feeling some anticipation, anxiety about seeing family. It seems like yours went well, though. But it's like, or end of year reflections, or, like, what's it been as of late? Because mine was high, and then kind of got a little low, back high, and now I'm, like, back to, I would say, more of a neutral number.
Yeah. You know what, like, because flights were so expensive that like I just like randomly was searching dates and found like round trip tickets for $180 each to Chicago, which is like
what?
This is stupid.
So that's unheard
why,
of.
I know, but that's why we went when we did. And I think we like taking that trip home to like see your parents, like you know, it's, like, we did a week there. We saw everybody. I like had to bring presents home, so like I got Christmas shopping done.
Great.
And now I'm kind of like I feel like. Because mostly going into a holiday, it's like it can be so anxiety ridden.
Oh my
like,
God, and the travel, physical travel's
travel,
terrible.
Getting all the stuff, like, yeah. You know, getting it in time. And now I'm like, I'm kind of like
cruising.
Yeah. Like, again, LAX was not that bad. It was like pretty empty.
What a joke.
I know. I was kind of like, we would just do this all the time.
We're not going home for the holidays. We're chilling here.
So are we. But Jess's parents are from Dana Point, so we'll be down there for a little bit.
Okay, so still doing a bit of family stuff.
But I like, do you want to go home?
No.
Yeah.
I've only ever had one Christmas away from my family, and surprise, surprise, the first year of the pandemic.
Okay.
I think that's like everybody was, for a lot of people, first Christmas away from family,
yeah.
Or just Christmas away from family,
right.
Whatever. And then I feel like, first of all, Norm has to work. So...
Mm-hmm.
He would have to stay, right? And then it was like, I went last year and he had to stay and I felt so bad. And I was just like, you know what? We're staying.
Right.
Because whatever, we got this place. We'll do our own thing. We got this stupid dog. You know what I mean? I'm like, we got all this stuff. Like, who cares? We'll just stay. And now I'm going to miss my family. I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited to be here because it's a ghost town.
It's the
I
best.
Might go to the fucking beach.
You should go to the beach. It'll take you 20 minutes.
Oh my God. I'll roll there.
It's the best.
Like, you rolled here. As far as I'm concerned, you've yet to deny that. And you looked a little dusty when you got in.
Listen. It's dusty out.
It's dusty on these streets.
But wait, so sorry to answer your question. You said, how is your everything like in general going?
Yeah, like,
okay.
But yeah, if there's like, has it been any different? You know what I mean? Of an ups and downs or like whatever? Or are we slow incline, a slow decline?
I think it's just because, again, we moved pretty recently.
Fresh start.
Which was
we talked about this.
Fresh start. Once
fresh
you get settled,
start.
Like, but like moving is a nightmare.
Absolute nightmare.
But now we're like settled, so we're kind of like cozying into it.
Perfect.
I really like the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. You could get a tree up? Or like tinsel? Or a gnome? Here's the thing, I've covered a lot, and these aren't necessarily holiday decorations. I'm just throwing out things you can put in a house, okay? I'm not making any assumptions.
I think we're going to get a little tree.
Little tree.
Yeah, you have a beautiful tree.
Had to get a tall one.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do something.
Is it real?
No. No. I would never get a real tree.
You know?
With the maintenance. For what? And stain my floor? For what? For who?
Is that different? That's got
to
be tough.
You have to water those trees.
I'm not judging. I just asked a question.
You want me to endanger my life, throwing myself into basically thorns with water to keep a tree alive that could follow me and kill me?
Uh-huh. Where do you keep...
Absolutely not.
I'm just like, where do you keep that? Well, you have like a nice, beautiful home. Like, you must have like places to keep everything.
Keep what? Oh, the tree?
Like a tree a year round. Like,
I'm going to toss that in the shed. What are you, nuts?
That shed stuff, baby.
That shed. You better shed life. Oh, I'm getting everything in that shed. If I can put something in a shed, I will.
Oh, yeah. That's the point of a shed.
I will stuff it in there.
That's great. I think we'll get like a tiny little, like, 2-foot tree.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm going to say, let me just say this about storage real quick.
Please.
You can put, like, pull out drawers under a couch. Mm-hmm. You can make use of under a bed. Like, I'm just going to say this, everybody, the power of a shelf and stacking and bins and cubes and storage bins.
It's doable.
Which you can get reasonably priced at all kinds of stores. You don't even have to go to the Container Store. I mean, if you want to shell out, go nuts.
There's one in Pasadena.
And it all goes full circle.
It's too expensive.
Oh, I'm sorry if you're absolutely rich and love Pasadena. Fine, go to the Container Store. What do I care? But I won't be there, and I won't see you there. That's for sure, okay? Because neither one of us is going. But I'm just saying, the power of this, you can get a lot of storage in any space.
We hung bookshelves up. Like,
here we go.
They're great.
That's what I'm just talking about.
That was not my handiwork.
Well, you said because leveling. You can't get something straight.
No, I'm...
You said it's always crooked, but if somebody else does it, then it's not your problem.
Really transitioning, the best thing that it did for me is alleviate me of any, like, masculine ideas of, like, to do anything. Because, like, for a while, I was, like, so... I'm like, I don't want to do any of this shit.
You transitioned for the break.
Yeah, if...
And you were like, you know what? Yeah. I'm not hanging another thing.
I want to be freed of masculine expectations. But, like, there came when we were moving, I was like, I'm so happy not to be doing this stuff anymore. And Jess, like, I'll drill into the wall. I'll hang these bookshelves. I'm like, do it. Like,
here's the thing. We're doing a combo deal in this house because somebody, it doesn't matter. Well, I had this power drill. Love the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Great gift from the old parents there. Gotta love it. But I am what some people are calling a little loose with the drill. And turns out when you're drilling holes, you got to have something they call precision. And I liked that. I thought, the hole, get in there. Let's all have a relax in the meantime. Not how you drill. So, yes, Norm had to take over on some of the drilling because I was going a little rogue. And it didn't bother me.
No.
But things were coming out crooked. And it's because I don't quite have... I have too much force. That was the problem.
You're an artist with the thing.
Well, I'm an artist. I don't try to... Sorry, it's called design.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's called earthquake ready. So that when an earthquake hits, it's already crooked. It doesn't matter. You're not affected.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we're doomed when that happens, I think.
When the big one comes, my pictures will be just fine. Thanks.
Not ours. We're going to be a mess.
Not mine. It's going to be bad.
Yeah. Broken Michael's frames everywhere.
No, good call getting out of hanging stuff. It's very hard.
I don't like it.
And it really bothers me when something's not straight, truly.
Me too.
Truly will.
But only if I hang it. If somebody else hangs it,
because I'm seeing
don't care.
I don't like seeing the imperfection of my own work.
Exactly.
I'm very, we were talking about this like in terms of projects and working with other people, but very task oriented. I like getting things done and doing a good job at them. And
yes.
If I can't, I will quit. I don't care. Because I'm not here to make a fool out of me.
No.
You know what I mean? That's on you. You want to be a fool, you're the fool.
Absolutely.
I'm here literally exhibiting nothing but perfection.
I respect that.
To a T. You're looking around the room for flaws, aren't you? I see it in your eye. Oh, I know when somebody's trying to pick away at me. Oh, yeah. We are running smoothly. I told you I'd look down. I was worried, but we are right on time.
Perfect.
Perfect. Now, here's what I want to know.
Okay.
We're ending the year.
Yeah.
What would you say 2022, not what a mantra was, what was the experience of 2022, and what's an experience you hope to have of 2023? So this isn't even... Because it's high pressure resolution to me. I find that to be very high pressure to be like, this is the new me. I more would like to hear what's something you went through or experienced or noticed, and what's something that maybe you would be excited. Like, for example, We're going on a big trip in the new year, and okay. that's something I'm not really good at. I'm not the best traveler. I get really anxious not being home. So I'm excited for Carefree Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm excited to go on this trip and really invest in the trip and be excited and okay with being gone. That's an experience I'm looking forward to having, and I hope it pans out that way.
Where are you going?
We're going to Portugal.
Oh, little Portugal.
We're going to one of the three little Portugals in Toronto. Actually, you know what? The joke is on you, because first of all, we are going to Toronto, and yes, we will be in little Portugal. I know for a fact we go every time. So actually, that is where we're going. And then we're going to Portugal.
No, but...
We're going for a wedding, one of Norm's cousins'
that's
wedding.
That's so fun.
It's going to be fun. A lot of family there. In the Azores.
Yeah.
And then we go to the mainland. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, man. That's so cool.
But it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's going to be like, for me, it's going to be a lot to resist, like, not having my morning routine. I'm so used to my morning routine, and that's going to be really hard for me to not have it. And it sounds... I guess OCD-ish or something like that, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it, like...
It's just what sets you for the day. Is that so bad?
I don't think so. And, like, again, that's just you being like, hey, if I don't get this, I'm going to feel a little, like...
I'm just going to feel off.
Yeah, it's just saying what you'd prefer to happen. Yeah.
Okay, so what would you say was a 2022 experience you had?
I mean, like, 2022, a lot was, you know... publicly coming out, like, it was like a lot of like at like kind of like walking through the fire of like doing a lot of things that I was really afraid to do.
Okay.
And like, and again, it's like, was it like overwhelmingly positive? Yes. Was it also like some things that I was afraid of kind of came true? Absolutely. So like, it was very like emotional time. I was very like lucky to have such a good partner. I was very lucky to kind of like be reminded of like who some friends, you know, it was like a very kind of like emotional and like charged existence and experience.
Yeah.
And like, I do, it is just a thing where I think this next, so you said what was like the word or what was the...
Or like the experience or something where you'd be like, I felt joyful or I felt gratitude.
I felt grateful. I felt really grateful.
Okay.
Yeah. I did feel like, and again, like, just learning to kind of let go of, like, everything, you know, just, like, learning to let go of, like, who I thought I was, learning to let go of, like, how I hoped X or Y person thought of me or didn't think of me, and just kind of, like, getting more comfortable, just kind of moving ahead without being so, like, because I kind of can be controlling or want to, like, dictate something and just kind of... moving ahead without necessarily knowing where it's going
to
go.
I mean, it sounds like a brave year to me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It sounds like I mean, really just, here I am.
Yeah. And again, it was like, great. And so like this next year too, it is just like, again, as you get like older and especially like going through like the pandemic and stuff, it is like, you'll never be as young as you are this year. You'll like, you know, so it is like, as opposed to like hope being like, okay, within the next 2 years, like I hope this happens or blah, blah. Like I've kind of tried to start erase all that and just like practice on being more like present, available, like, you know, finding more kind of like day-to-day joy as opposed to being like, oh, there is like this, you know, like.
Oh my God, I've got it.
What?
2022, here I am. 2023. I'm here.
And that's why she's the best.
I'm here. I'm present. Here, attendance.
Yeah.
I am here. I came. And that's 2023 from what I'm hearing out of you. No, I think that's great. That's like I love that too, because it's very active. Mm-hmm. To want to be present is something you have to actively work on and put effort into. And that's like, it's only going to serve you. Because, you know, even in bad stuff, you want to be present for it so that you don't have to experience it 10 years later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, and I'm not saying right away, listen, we all take time to process, as we discuss, and like things can sometimes take longer than others, like with topics in our lives. But it's like, if you can really accept something and face it and see what it is and work through it, at least for me, in my experience, the times I've set something aside, really bit me later in life. Really kind of snuck up on me. A couple of things that I was like, you know, I was really denying this pain for a long time. And as I get older, I'm like, I just, well, I guess like we said, even though we were talking about pilots, I kind of had to start standing up and being like, Alana, you got to start talking here.
Yeah. And again, some things just aren't ready to come out or something. Of course. You know, like it happens when it happens, regardless of what the thing is. But present
for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even mean to other people. It's like for you, just to show up for you and be like you have been doing. I mean,
yeah,
you've already been, well, you said with you and Jess that you had said, spend the next year thinking, or what could this be, or what could this feel? Right. That's you being present for you. You showed up for you. So as far as I'm concerned, you just need to, or your goal is to continue doing.
Yeah.
What it sounds like you like did a pretty good job of doing.
I know.
Well, it's fantastic.
On top of that too, is like be present, but also kind of try to like get outside myself a little bit. So, okay, cause like that was a very like time where it was like very inward focused and very like neurotic about like, was this person gonna say, was that person gonna say, and like,
and the pandemic doesn't help.
Do not. And no. So like, is a little bit of like, let's get that dog, you know?
So a little bit of calm A, a little bit of calm B.
I think so.
You know, it's really interesting. I also think it's how we define what being present is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would say it is physical attendance. I could stay in my house all day, every day and have a blast.
Yeah.
I need to leave the house.
Yeah.
For me to be present. Cause I'm like, I know what you're saying. It can be really inward and you're like, great, I'm here. But then at the same time, you're like, okay, but
yeah,
now to be present in the world and in me.
Right.
They're different.
Jess read this book called The Art of Doing Nothing. Have you heard of this thing?
No, but I'd love to adopt the policy.
It's again, this is a book that was explained to me, so I'm going to explain. Or like, okay, you know, I didn't read it. But it's like, it is that thing of like, one of my favorite things that I took away from it is like, well, rather than like trying to find a good restaurant or something like that, just like go to a neighborhood that you like and like walk down the street and whatever place you see that looks good, just like walk in. Like, and or like if you have like a friend over, like,
yeah,
don't invite them over to be like, okay, we're gonna do this, this, and this, like, and have them over and then be like, what do you want to do? Do you want to play like cards?
I'm so bad at that.
I know, but it's impossible.
I've always got a plan.
Yeah, but or maybe again, I didn't read this book, so maybe I'm like misinterpreting all these things. But it is just like trying to kind of adapt to more of like. I think it's like a European or like Italian like way of living where it's like be more present in your day, be more present in your life, like just like focus on like the, you know, the interaction you're having, the meal you're having, stuff like that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
'Cause it's in and out. It's both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I'm telling you, if I can get that attendance down. Because if I can just get out of this house, watch yourself.
But do you want to get out of this house? Like,
I love connection with people. Okay. I do want to get out of the house. I think it, and I do leave the house. Listen, I'm like exaggerating. You know what I mean? I leave the house. Of course, I go out. I see people, whatever.
Yeah. But
I need to often force myself to go to like bigger events. Like parties or like bigger gatherings or stuff like that. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I have nothing to offer. Whereas like if I'm seeing friends like I already know, there's no update necessary, like necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's like we just kind of pick up where we left off. But when it's like a big group, I'm kind of like, well, what's my role going to be in it? And then sometimes I can get a little anxious about that. So yeah, attendance, like physically be present, go to the things. Because that is me being present in the day. That is me being like, yeah, okay, this is the thing that's happening tonight. Let's go to the thing that's happening.
And also,
not
like,
analyze it.
I know, like, because we've gotten really good at, like, staying for, like, an hour, you know?
Oh, my God, breeze in, breeze out. Mm-hmm. A pop-by, whatever you want to call it.
I know. I used to be a hanger. You know? And it's like,
yeah, and I'm not a good final call person. Definitely not. It's time to go home.
Yeah.
I can rage back at my house for a nightcap, and I'm like, I'm not looking to get sloppy. I must go. And sloppy's just tired. I don't even mean like wasted. I mean just be too tired. Like, get out of here, dude. No.
But even like conversationally sloppy.
Oh my God, of course. Where you're like, I've been telling this story for 45 minutes. Yeah. I gotta get out.
Like I already told the story tonight.
Yeah, right.
To a different group of people.
Exactly. So it's, yeah, but okay. So what would be, give me an example, say your January 1st.
Okay.
What would being present in that look like?
I think like just trying to be better about like not being on your phone all the time.
Love.
Even just like, I listen to podcasts all the time. Like if I'm going for a walk where I'm like trying to get more like in the space of like being bored with my thoughts. Yeah. So like to giving yourself space, like think of new things and create new things. And like, I think like sometimes I can get too rigid about being like, okay, you need to like write, read, work out, like all in a day.
Oh,
and it's
God,
like, don't
yeah.
like, just like, enjoy your days, you know, like don't be so like nitpicky about what you get done or what you don't get done. It's like, it'll all get done.
It'll
or it won't.
Get done.
Like it doesn't fucking matter.
But it can get done. Some things can get done at a later date.
And yeah.
Procrastination is a fine line that you don't want to stress yourself out if we're leaving everything to the later date.
For sure.
But you're right. Like things get done. We are capable.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully we don't take on more than we can do. Although I do it all the time. But like I said, I love to quit. It's yeah. not a problem for me. I'll take on everything I want and then walk away.
What's your Jan 1st?
You know, I just want to feel fresh.
Fresh?
Fresh.
Okay.
I love a fresh start. Moving was a fresh start for us as well. Because mm-hmm. you guys said you'd recently moved.
We did.
It was a fresh start a couple months ago. Really appreciated that. And I have no resolutions.
Okay.
I just want to feel like anything is possible.
Yeah.
It's a real let it go.
Yeah.
For real, I want to wake up being like, I could become president today, which legally is not possible, but I want to feel like I
change
could.
The laws.
Yeah.
You know?
Or I could be like, I'm not going to move today. Let's see how little I can move my body. Maybe that's the fun task of the day. But I want to think anything's possible.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, who cares? And I don't, it's not in a fantasy way. I could be president. I didn't say of what. You see what I mean? How anything's possible? I said I didn't want to move my body. Maybe I say this in the middle of the night, so here I am sleeping. How easy to accomplish my task.
Context is king, really?
Well, like your Avatar video. Yeah. And on that note...
Oh, come on. Come on.
Okay, so we started this podcast feeling at about a 7. How are you feeling now? We had a big chat. Same, lower, higher, who cares? I'll take it.
I'm going higher. I'm going 8.
Wow!
I'm worried.
Yeah. I'm feeling great.
Feeling
this was
great.
So nice.
I'm worried I badmouthed Rescue Dogs, and that's really sticking with me. I hope that the dog
God.
Community doesn't get mad.
Listen, you're going to be pretty upset because I don't edit this podcast, so it's staying in.
Keep it in, you know.
You know what, if anything, let's get the soundbite. Sophie, what a treat. Norman the dog are home. Get ready to get mauled.
Can't wait.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your body.